Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show. 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
Max.
Yeah?
Max.
What?
We're going to do a podcast. Turn that thing off.
Okay.
And we're back with another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This one a supplemental episode. One that we like to call
15 Minutes Max. 15, oh, I like to call it 15 Minutes Me.
And we're going to take 15 minutes today on our drive to school to talk about the one thing
that's been
ever present in my 8-year-old's mind.
Omega Ruby!
The new Pokemon game for DS, Omega Ruby.
And Alpha Sapphire, but we're not talking about that because I don't have it yet. And I might not even have it. But I'm just saying, you might let, when Alex gets the game, you know, it's kind of funny, like the two November games, Alex has one of them, Smash Bros., and I have the other, Pokemon.
Right. And now, you were explaining to me that Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby are basically the same game, but with different characters?
Well, in a way, like, they might have some differences here and there, but basically it's the same storyline.
So now, for parents who are as, I guess, not tuned in as me, if you're looking at this maybe for a Christmas present, would you want, in your under the tree from Santa Claus, would you want both Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire?
No.
You wouldn't want them both, huh?
No, I wouldn't. I think that just one of them is fine. Ask, if you have a kid that loves Pokemon, ask your kid, which one do you think you like better, Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire?
So can you explain what the difference is between the two? Because I know you haven't seen Alpha Sapphire
okay, yet.
But you've seen YouTube previews and stuff.
Well,
so what would the difference be?
Well, in Omega Ruby, it's Team Magma, but in Alpha Sapphire, it's Team Aqua.
So
all the Team Magma stuff would be Team Aqua, and all the Team Aqua stuff would be Team Magma.
So would you ask if you had a kid, would you say, hey, are you Team Magma or Team Aqua?
Well, actually, those are the two evil teams.
And in one part,
instead of stealing the red orb in Omega Ruby, I guess they'd steal the blue orb in Alpha Sapphire.
I see. So, getting off of trying to explain the Pokemons to me, how did you like Alpha Sapphire?
You mean Omega Ruby?
Oh, okay. How did you like Omega? Whichever the one that we went in there and bought on Friday, and you've been playing nonstop ever since.
Omega Ruby. I got 3 gym badges in one day. What do you think?
Yeah, you had a marathon. Okay, so what did you think of the game?
I love it.
Love it?
Love it.
If you were going to give this game a grade the way you get on your report card, what would you give it?
I'd probably give it from a scale of 1 to 100, I'd give it 1,000.
Wow.
I was blown away, like, so many things from X and Y I fixed. Like something that I noticed in X and Y, or maybe it was a different game. But I'm pretty sure in one of those games, like, the trainer would be exactly the same size as, like the trainer's 10 years old.
Right.
And probably, like, the Elite Four member is at least, like, I don't know, at least 20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the trainer would be exactly as tall, and they kind of slimmed down the trainer, which I really like.
Okay, so they in other words, they made the visual storytelling more believable.
They also made the wife appear in less places, which your wife, when she or he appears, depends on which character you pick, mm-hmm. if you're a boy or a girl, because usually, yeah, since I chose a boy because I'm a boy,
right.
and the girl character was my wife, but if I chose a girl, the boy would be my rival.
Right. And the rival appears less often?
Yeah, and like that's...
Is that a good thing?
Yes, because the rival is sort of like saying like, and next I'm like, all right, I'm about to get to the psychic, to the seventh gym, and then if I'm correct, I'll be able to get the legendary. Next thing you know, you get a call on your kind of phone thingamajig, yeah. and your rival says, meet me at a battle in front of the gym, and I'm like, come.
So how many gyms are there?
8.
And how many do you have?
6.
And when did you get this game?
Friday.
And what's today?
Monday.
Holy cats, your parents allow you way too much screen time. You know that?
Yeah.
So, any standout Pokemon characters that I need to know about?
No new Pokemon characters, like you might want to know about Groudon and Kyogre, the legendaries.
Yeah.
Groudon's a walking ground, even though he should be a ground and fire type.
You think they miscategorized him?
Actually, he's always been like that, but me and Alex have just been complaining about it.
I see. Wasn't there a character you were all excited about starts with the letter L? Latios?
Latios.
Yeah.
Latios! You get him so easily. Okay. So, all you need to do is beat the 5th gym.
I'm just proud of myself I didn't call him Legolas, but go ahead.
Okay, so let me kind of walk you through it.
Please.
So, after you've beaten the Fire-type gym, which is the 4th gym, you go on to Petalburg City, where you face your dad in the game.
Uh-huh.
Which this is the only game you have Pokemon game you have a father, and I think this should be changed, but...
You don't like the fact that the character has a father in this game?
No, I think that this is the only game that has a father.
And you want to see more of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the father's always mysteriously missing.
Mysteriously missing father, okay.
Which I don't like, but them's the way. That's life.
Them's the breaks. Okay, so go on.
So, well, so you beat the 5th gym, which is a normal type gym. Because your father was named, and like I could literally guess out the back, because your father was named Norman, and Normal is almost in his name.
I see. Norm, go ahead.
So you beat him, and then Wally shows up, and you go to a gym, to a city with the 3rd gym in it.
Okay.
Now then you go on out, and you go to a beach. And you go to the nearest beach, and then you find Stephen Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Latias come down.
Right.
And, like, since I think Latias wants us to ride a hole, because I think Latias is a hole him. I'm just going to call it a hole.
Okay.
I think Latias wants us to ride hole. Because Latios, her brother, needs help. So we do it, and sure enough, Stephen Stone was right. So you go in kind of this woods areas, and then you find Latios.
Latios.
And then Team Magma comes in.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is beat Team Magma, and guess what?
What?
Stephen Stone says, like, I think Latios trusts you and wants you to join your team, your Pokemon team. And so all you need, and he says, like, hold out your hand. You don't even have to do it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And like your Latios, and then next thing you know, it says Latios joins your team.
Oh.
So you don't even have to battle.
For a while, is that it?
This is like a really rare Pokemon. Like, there's only like 2 games Rubies, if I'm mistaken, that you can get it, which is the old Rubies, Sapphire and Emerald, and Pokemon Black 2 and White 2. But those both are really hard. Well, Black 2 you get Latios, and White 2 you get Latias.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with the Mega Evolution Zone, which is Super Rare in X and Y!
That's really exciting, I guess.
And you get it at level 50, which is the level that you're about, so you can easily join it to your team without having to do some major training.
That is awesome. So, now we pre-ordered this at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
They said you were going to get a character that you couldn't get otherwise. Did you ever find out what character you got, or what was the deal with that?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not Latios.
So you haven't even opened up your mystery gift, right?
Well, there was a mystery gift
uh-huh.
that you can open up.
Right.
But I tried to do it at Cadillac's house and it went woke. So I'm guessing we have to do it at our house. But I'm also, all you get is level 5 shiny Metacross with the Metacross sign. So I'm probably gonna do it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I'm gonna do it. But, I'm only gonna, train it until, the end of the game. I'm taking a lot of Pokemon so I can still have a lot of fun and, train them in the end of the game and have fun, because that's really what I did, and so I can help complete my Pokedex and all that stuff.
Right. So, top 3 Pokemon games for the DS, starting at number 3, ending with the best of all time, go.
Well, I'd have to start up number 3 with X and Y.
X and Y.
Because X and Y was so new for its time, for when it came out, it was just so kind of easy, I like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. It's easy like X and Y, but it's showing me something that I didn't. It's showing me an older region, and it got a lot of people because it was a remake of some of the people's favorite regions, using Hoenn, because Hoenn was one of the best regions ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for them to make Diamond and Pearl remakes, because I think they only made remakes for Mega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, for Ruby and Sapphire. Because Emerald was technically a remake, but there wasn't any Omega Ruby and Sapphire 2 or something like that. Basically, that's the second Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Now, I am just waiting for them to make Platinum, because I had the same one, 2 games at the beginning and then 1 kind of remake game,
mm-hmm.
which was the same thing with Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Okay, and that's number 3?
Is Pokemon X and Y.
Okay, number 2.
Black 2 and White 2.
Okay, why?
We're going a little old school style.
I guess we are going old school.
Because this is back 5th gen, but the pixels, and really, it makes you enjoy the new games. It's not glitchy at all, but it's just a really good game, and the gameplay is amazing, and the Pokemon, the region's amazing.
And tell me again why it makes you appreciate the new games.
Because, the new games have all the better graphics, and it really makes you appreciate all those good graphics.
So seeing how they used to do it with those really, really simple 8-bit graphics really makes you appreciate what you've got now.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I heard you exclaiming
this weekend was
this new game has excellent graphics, right?
Yeah, super graphics. You could even go Google it on YouTube and see the good graphics.
Yeah.
Even if you Google it,
And let me guess what number 1 is going to be.
Number 1
is going to be Omega Ruby.
And Alpha Sapphire.
But you can extrapolate on the strength of Omega Ruby. You know that Alpha Sapphire is not going to be a stinker, right?
Yeah, What I'm saying is like everything I was describing I liked about the new games.
Yeah.
Like the other game, like the new games. I don't even have to explain how. Words cannot explain how great the game is.
Oh man.
And it is amazing. You go, Nintendo! And Game Freak.
So now.
And Game Freak, because Game Freak was the inventor of Pokemon, but Nintendo kind of helped. But they have kind of like a partnership, and Nintendo helps them out.
Right.
Pretty sure about that.
Because you can't get Pokemon games for the other systems, can you? They're just a Nintendo thing, right?
Yeah, just Nintendo. Like, you might even see, like, I'm just saying, Pokemon is so popular that, like, Pokemon is almost, is probably even more popular than Mario.
You think?
I'm not joking.
Wow.
This one, I'm not joking. It is that good. Like, I'm all like, think of Mario. Like, they're making new Super Mario Bros. Wii U, so many reboots. But then, like, you look at Pokemon.
Yeah.
Look how many fan-made games alone. Blows Mario's numbers away. And then you see the games that were made off of Pokemon. And, like, it's not, those are just the main series game that I play. But there's many other Pokemon games out there, which blows Nintendo, which blows Mario away. And those things sell like hotcakes. And I mean hotcakes in the winter.
You think?
I hope I say that, I'm saying that right.
Yeah. So, question. I've always wondered this. This is a good time to ask.
Yeah.
Does playing the DS Pokemon game make you want to learn to play the Pokemon card game? Or are those things completely different in your mind and you're happy just playing the video game?
I'm happy just playing the video game.
No yearning at all to learn the card game?
No, but... Well, actually, technically... Yeah, one game that may have been rebooted, but I think it was from the Game Boy. Like, it's kind of like Pokemon, the card game, where it was kind of like that, like the Pokemon card game, but like in the video game.
Yeah.
I never played it, and I've never really played the card game. I've never been interested in it, but hey, maybe I'll own it and. I really like it. Only the future can tell.
Only the future can tell. But for now, living in the present, we are thrilled to have gotten Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Omega Ruby.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said it and Alpha Sapphire.
Well, yes. What I was going to say is thrilled that those two games are on the market for people to buy because they're really good games, right?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So, anything else? I'm sure we've blown past the 15-minute mark, but we've got time. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this game?
Well, there's much more, but...
Well, go ahead. We're not at school yet.
Like, I want to tell you the upcoming gyms that you want to be prepared for.
Okay, go ahead.
So, the beginning, the first gym is walk type.
Uh-huh.
Walk.
Right.
An all. Oh.
You're working on it. You're getting better, buddy.
The second is
rock
fighting type.
Yes.
The third is electric type.
Now, wait a minute. Let's pretend that I don't know anything about the Pokemons.
Yeah.
What are these types? What do you mean when a rock type? Or what does those things mean?
It means they have their own weaknesses. Like... Rock type.
Oh, so it means that you'll be fighting against a Pokemon that is of the rock type.
Like, say I'm fighting against the rock type.
Yeah.
It is best to use a Pokemon that's super effective to it, like a water type. Like, for instance, water beats ground.
Right, right. Okay, I'm with you. So the first one's a rock type. Second one is a fighting type.
Fighting type you want to use... Most definitely, you're gonna wanna use a Pokemon with a flying type move.
Okay.
So what's the third type?
Electric. You are gonna
What's my best bet on electric type?
If you want, you can beat the whole thing if you just have a ground type Pokemon. Because ground types don't take any damage from electric type.
None at all.
Not at all. It literally just blocks it. And it's also super effective to it. But types can learn different moves. Moves also have types. Like a ground type can learn a wild type move, making it using the wild type move super effective to another ground type.
I see. What's the fourth gym or the fourth battle you gotta be prepared for?
The fourth gym match is you're gonna wanna be prepared for is the fire type. Now you're gonna want.
What's my best bet against a fire type?
A water type.
Oh, that makes sense. Fire against water, sure.
And the fifth gym is a normal type. Normal types don't really have that many things that are super effective to it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they have weaker moves.
Mm-hmm.
But this one really knocked me off the. And it didn't truly defeat me, but it really. Had me stuck. I kept having to use I had 15 revives, and now it made me use 10 revives. So
wow, 10 out of your 13 revives. So normal type is kind of tough to beat.
Yeah, and you're gonna want fighting type. We're also into fighting type gym. Do not put out a normal type because fighting type's too effective to normal type.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't know what the 7th and 8th all
gyms are. Because you haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far. Oh, but I'll just Google it on YouTube or something. Or something like that. But the 6th gym is flying type. Now, you're going to want electric.
Electric goes well against flying?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't really, but electric's super effective.
Okay.
So,
How do you know all of this? Did you read it somewhere, or did you just learn it through making mistakes and doing better the next time?
I learned it through making mistakes. You just kind of, when you play the game, you learn a lot about it. Like, it will tell you if it's super effective.
Oh, and then you just remember, okay, next time I'm up against an electric type, I want to be a ground type because that's super effective.
And the 6th gym is you want to compete in this Pokemon kind of contest, you kind of show off your Pokemon around a hyper rank or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, or around, when on one of the matches, someone will give you, they said, I saw how good you did. I wanted to give you this, which is a Pikachu dressed in an outfit of whatever type, of whatever kind of beauty, fashion, coolness, toughness, kind of, there's different things for all of them, but it'll give you one of those, and a Pikachu with one of those super outfits. So I really recommend training it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's the strongest on my team.
The Pokemon is, or the Pikachu is?
Yeah, and it's level 38, and I'm around my highest is 38, so I can still on, it's level 38, so it's doing really well on my team.
Now, traditionally, Pikachu has not been
the
strongest
character.
This is the first
time. Well, it depends on how you train a Pokemon.
Oh, a lot of it has to do with the training, is that it?
But traditionally, Pikachu usually just wears it. Just like is just not super kind of outfitted Pikachu. I recommend toughness and coolness because that's just my favorite. You get an additional move for all of them. You actually with the with one like the beauty ones or something.
Mm.
And you actually get like icicle shards or something like that, which is a cool move that I do recommend. I do recommend coolness for it because it's really cool.
I get it. Cool, ice, snow.
No, that's just one of them. But coolness, you get Meteor Mash, which is an attack.
Oh, okay.
A steel type move. And Pokemon can be double typed.
Really?
Like Lucario is super effective to himself.
Okay. What does that mean?
Because he's a fighting and steel type, and fighting is super effective to steel types.
Oh, so he's got a double type.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, Pokemon is like... Pokemon can be really confusing. And there's also a lot of confusing parts in the game. Like there's this one part near when you're about to face the sixth gym, to get in the area where it is, you have to kind of like track down Stephen Stone has to give you something. Stephen Stone is a really big help in the game.
So make friends with Stephen Stone.
Well, you don't really have to try to make friends. He's kind of like designed to kind of like be a friend. And like, I'm pretty sure he's gonna be the champion that you're gonna have to beat in a Pokemon battle, because like we've only fought beside him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure he's gonna.
So your prediction is by the seventh gym you're gonna be fighting against the Stephen Stone.
Now I'm thinking he's gonna be a champion of the Hoenn region, and then we're gonna have to beat him to become the champion, which I'm gonna do.
So now when you get past the seventh gym, you're all done with the game?
No, I have to do the eighth gym. And then I have to, after that you could either relax, kind of just settle down.
Not a chance in this house. Go ahead. What's the other option? What's the more realistic option?
You could go into the Elite Four and take on the Elite Four Challenge, which you have to defeat the four strongest Pokemon trainers in the Hoenn region, and then the one that's beaten them all, the champion of the Hoenn region, which if you beat all five of them, then you know what you get?
What?
You become the champion of the Hoenn region.
Wow. How exciting.
And then basically, that's basically the goal of the game, and the game ends. But there's always some stuff that you can do, like probably you can catch a Quasar when you've beaten the game, because as you've seen the trailers, you see a Mega Rayquaza, and I can't wait to get it! Not Primal Rayquaza, but Mega Rayquaza.
Important distinction there.
Yeah.
So, hours and hours of gameplay ahead of you.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I like to see that something that we got is going to give you a lot more enjoyment, because I was starting to get worried. You almost beat the whole thing in a weekend, and I was starting to worry what we were spending our money on. So I'm glad to hear there's more fun ahead for you. Will you be keeping us posted with updates along the way in future podcasts?
Sure, why not?
Okay. And give them a little teaser. What are we going to be talking about later on this week?
I don't know.
What was Saturday night movie night?
The Incredibles!
We finally had Max watch The Incredibles. We had no idea that he was deficient in that regard, and Max is going to give us an entire movie review on The Incredibles later this week. But until then, Max, here's your chance. Have you been working on this?
Yeah.
Bring this podcast to a close. How is it that you can remember all these different Pokemon types and this guy and that guy?
Okay.
And there's just a few steps to bringing a podcast to a close.
Okay,
come on, you can do it.
This is Vlad, and this is for me and my father and my dad, and bring it to a close. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, Alex Cameo, make sure to rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, the Blueberry Network, and Stitchers, and make sure to leave a friendly comment.
This isn't your TV show. A show, podcast,
whatever. When was it on the TV?